All right, Mishnah Ches. There are two pshatim in how to learn this Gemara. We'll go first with the Rav. We're talking a case in which a person ate a meal on a regular weekday, but did not have anything to drink, no wine, and now wine has arrived at the end of the meal. The question is if that one cup of wine must be saved so that they can use it to bench on a kos, whether or not that's a chiyuv. So it reads, Balhem yain l'achar hamazon. Wine came to them after the meal, at the end of the meal. Ve'ein sham ela osa kos. And they only had that one cup of wine. Now, can you drink? The question is, can you drink that wine? Or must you drink that wine? Or do you have to save it for the benching? Be'sham ayomrim mevarach ala yain v'achkach mevarach ala mazon. Be'sham I say, you can first make a bracha on the wine, drink the wine before you bench, v'achar kach, and after that, mevarach ala mazon. After that, you can bench, because Beis Shammai hold, according to this first understanding of the Rav, that there's no obligation to bench on a kos, so you can drink the wine before you bench, not a problem. U'Beis Hillel omrim, mevarach ala mazon. Beis Hillel say, first you have to bench, v'achar kach, mevarach ala ayayin, then you'll be able to save the wine cup to make the bracha very prayed often after you bench, because they still hold there's a chiyav to bench on a kos. The second way of reading this Mishnah is according to the Rashba. The Rashba holds that the topic of discussion, the point of dispute, is something entirely different. He holds that Beis Shammai learning the pasuk that is mechayav a person to bench, the pasuk that says, V'achalta v'savata v'virachta, you will eat and you'll be satisfied, and you'll bless to Hashem. So Beis Shammai hold that the achalta means you'll eat. The savata refers to being satisfied because you drank. So Beis Shammai hold that there's no chiyav to bench midoraisa unless you've also quenched your thirst. And therefore, he holds that if you get wine at the end of the meal, before you bench, you have to drink that wine to satisfy your thirst, so that your benching will be a benching midoraisa, whereas Beis Hillel hold there's no such chiyuv, and therefore you really have the option to drink before or drink after. The truth is, if you look, you'll see that, as I read it again a second time now, that in this reading, neither Beis Shammai or Beis Hillel really demand that you bench over a kos, and that actually is the strict halacha. There's no strict chiyuv to bench on a kos, and so the Mishnah reads according to Rashi like this: Balam yayin ma'achar mazon. If they got wine at the end of the meal and yet had not drunk anything, the ain sham ella osar kos, and they just have that one cup. Finally, the shami omrim mevarach al yain. You definitely have to drink that wine first. Make a way per gafen va'achar kach mevarach al mazon. Then you can bench midoraisa. But Beis Hillel omrim, Beis Hillel say mevarach al mazon. No, they say you can bench. That a problem. Va'achar kach mevarach al yain. Then after that, you can make a bracha and drink on the wine if you so choose.
Yeah. So the Mishnah continues on. The last point here is about saying amen to a bracha. Okay. So what happens if you only, there's of course a mitzvah and a chiyav, I should say, to say amen after a bracha. The question is, what happens if you only heard part of the bracha? So your amen says, you know, I agree with what was just said. Maybe the guy said something like, you know, blessed is some avodah zarah for making the bread that I ate. And you didn't hear that part. You just heard, right, you just say, you heard brei pri agafen. You didn't hear the beginning. So what do you do then? Okay, you don't know. So the Mishnah says, "Onen amen achar Yisrael hamavarach." You could say amen after a Jew that's making a bracha, even if you missed part of the bracha. There's a bit of a machlokas where you started the bracha, where you, what words you first heard, but that's the principle. Okay. Ve'ein onen amen achar kusi hamavarach. You don't answer amen after kusi's bracha unless ad shishma kol bracha, until you heard the whole bracha. You have to hear the whole thing together. Then you know that he said the whole bracha to Hashem. And the Mishnah Berurah brings the halacha and Reish Tesvav that it's true for a non-Jew also. Remember, Kusim were these like quasi-Jews back then, and we were afraid they really were idolatrous, and it came out they were later on. But the halacha, if you hear a non-Jew saying, like, I don't know, you hear a Muslim say a blessing about his bread, you could still say, and you said like an anusach that's appropriate, you could say amen.